When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
The Anton Savage Show
with Kiri's.ie
on News Talk.
Joined by Barbara Scully, broadcaster and writer, and Shane Dempsey, who is ACEI Secretary General. And we pick up where we left off, which is with that thing of the bomb scare at the McEntee home. This is the Justice Minister and her husband having to be evacuated. Shane, to some extent, this is something you might have experience of because you are of a political family yourself, your dad having been a government minister. Did you ever see anything like this? Is this common in politics, or is this something new?
No, this is something that's entirely new. You know, there's always been protests. You'll always get the odd bit of abuse on the street being related to a politician, and the politician themselves will get fairly strong abuse on the street or at the doors as they're canvassing. But what we're seeing now is it's not a protest, it's terror. So, I mean, at least that gives a very clear defining line for the Gardaí that this is not protest. There is genuine protest, there is legitimate protest, etc., etc. But at least now we have a very clear view that this is terror and it needs to be dealt with in the strongest way possible.
That does bring up, though, the issue that Eoin O'Riordan was saying, Barbara, which is that thing of damned if you do and damned if you don't. If the Gardaí do wade in, as they did in Newtown Man Kennedy, you see all of the clips doing the rounds and here is the Gardaí being authoritarian. If they don't wade in, as they didn't outside in the Crown factory in Coolock, people say they're standing idly by.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I find this whole thing at the moment of these, in inverted commas, protests, because to me, a protest is a peaceful demonstration against something. And that is one of the foundations of a democracy. And it's very important that we are able to do that. But what's going on at the moment, as I think the Taoiseach said, you don't protest with an axe or with a firebomb or with anything else like that. That's a whole different level. But I find the whole story around what's happening at the moment, I actually find it really hard to engage with it because I don't recognise it and I don't think this is what being Irish is about. So I find it really, really deeply disturbing. I think what happened out in Helen McEntee's house is awful, but it's not the first time. And I'm trying to think, I've literally only thought of this now. There was protests outside another
John
minister.
Burton,
Simon Harris, yeah. Stephen Donnelly. Yeah. Recently, and Roderick O'Gorman had men with balaclavas. Another instance where the Gardaí didn't do much in the way of engaging when there were men with balaclavas attaching posts or signposts to the front of his house.
But what will happen is that our politicians will become less accessible to us, the public. You know, I mean, in Ireland, it's very easy to get to know your local politician. It's very easy to meet with your local politician. It's very easy to find out where they live. And all of that will have to change if this kind of stuff isn't stopped immediately. I mean, I just think that what happened with Helen McEntee, she's two small kids under three and she wasn't there. Her husband and her kids had to be evacuated while they searched for the bomb because the bomb threat had been phoned in. I think that's absolutely beyond the pale. As regards the other protests against buildings where they're going to be used for asylum seekers and all that kind of stuff. Again, in the case of the one in Newtown Man Kennedy and Trudor House, according to the Gardaí, the local community were protesting peacefully about this and they were engaging with the Gardaí and with the authorities for weeks. And then what happened is overnight, apparently contractors were brought in and that's then what lit a kind of an anger. And when they called out for people to get involved with them, then you get outsiders coming in, right-wing activists coming in, and the whole thing, you know, escalates up to what we saw happened.
And there's interesting quotes in it. I mean, the Examiner has Micheál Martin, Taoiseach, being quoted saying, "It threatens our democracy, in my view, and it threatens our way of life. It is very, very concerning the type of language and the type of militancy that is emerging among some groups." But this has been on the way for some time. I mean, go back to the Dublin riots. This sort of stuff has been gaining traction now for years.
It's been percolating away, and I think it's been in social media has acted as an accelerant, you know, to really drive this. And the work really now starts with the Gardaí, and it's the work in between the protests that's most important. In a lot of ways, a protest is a failure of the work on the ground by the Gardaí in a way to weed out these elements on social media and prevent, like, the
very difficult
to do. Yeah, and like the amount, at a time when Gardaí are have a very low morale, low resources, it's when we need them at their most vibrant, I suppose, and their most resourced. So that they can get in, infiltrate these groups and ensure that peaceful protests can occur and that they aren't overtaken by this element. I'm not going to call it dark forces. I think that's way too dramatic. I think it's an element and it's a relatively small element, but it will grow, as you're saying, Anton. It will continue to grow.
I think that's a really important point, because I think that along with that, I think what you said there, Shane, about it being a really small element, the other thing that we have to do is government have to get better at communicating with local communities where they are looking to put an asylum seekers building in. They have to get much, much better at communicating with the local community and getting the local community on board, because it's where these gaps occur. That's where you get then these the right wing, the kind of the militant end that caused this kind of trouble then infiltrating into a local community.
But do you think that it is the local community tipped into anger? I mean, you look at that Lewis being set on fire, you look at people bursting into Arnott's and looting it, you look at the riots in Dublin, you look at the Newtown man Kennedy, three Garda cars towed away, people flinging bricks at security. Is that an angry local community, or is that Telegram and social media fomenting violence?
I think it's the second, but I think they have a place. I think it is the social media fermenting these angry mobs who can then, they're looking for a place in which they can practice what they do. And so if they think there's community unrest somewhere or a community that are angry, and they have a right to be angry, like there's nothing wrong with being angry about stuff. And communities, you know, are very often blamed if they don't, you know, follow along, whatever it is, whether it's a huge big apartment block being put somewhere that's completely inappropriate or an asylum seeker centre or a million other things. A community has the right to protest and to raise very often what are very valid concerns about stuff. But the problem is that if communication falls down, or if a community feel they've nowhere, nobody's listening to them, nobody's taken on board what they're saying, then you're leaving a gap into which this other crowd can infiltrate.
If it was a major infrastructure project like the likes of which my members would be working on, there would be a very sophisticated local stakeholder engagement process that would run for months, planning, consultation, clinics where they're, you know, where people can drop in and talk about issues. So that structure doesn't appear to be used in areas where there will be these centres will be set up, but the group that are thinking like that is the right wing groups that are looking at these areas, and now they'll move on to the next one and the next one, and it could be as small as few as 50 people orchestrating this and then setting up the situation where the violence, the mob mentality happens on the night, and et cetera, et cetera.
And then, of course, behind that, you have all of the issues that as a country we still aren't dealing with effectively, like housing, like the fact that it's getting increasingly difficult to get a doctor's appointment, a dental appointment, a physiotherapy appointment, a mental health appointment. There's all of those things that communities are starting to feel the squeeze on. And so the problem is they're putting the blame in the wrong place. But, you know, that has to be also factored into the whole thing.
A couple of interesting texts in relation to it. Anton, a simple step would be to ban wearing of balaclavas. They are used to intimidate. If the people wearing them are so committed to their beliefs, then let them show their faces. Another is the child of a bank manager who grew up in fear of tiger kidnappings. Wow. The stress that the threat of violence or harassment against your family, it can be very, very distressing, not just for you, but for the whole family. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-106. We discovered last night that the, what was it that Bertie Ahern wanted to be called? Was it the ear Taoiseach? Was that he had a Taoiseach Emeritus title that he toyed with for a while that didn't stick. But our most recent one is Leo Varadkar, who went on the Late Late Show last night and said that he almost chickened out from quitting. Did you watch?
I watched, and Patrick jumped on that statement. I almost chickened out and then didn't follow up. So I was kind of fascinated to hear the Garden of Gethsemane moment from Leo. But I found it fascinating, obviously, because you've mentioned the political involvement previously. We are struggling. There's local elections on now at the moment, and parties are struggling to get young people to join politics. And now that's one end of the spectrum and the pipeline. And now we have some youngish politicians who are not going forward. So the pool of politicians is dropping. And related to our previous story, it's not a very nice place to be.
But I was we learn anything new from last night?
Flick it.
Barbara, is he right? Did you watch the body language and read anything into it?
I did, and I'm not going to make it the comment on air, but Leo Varadkar is always very well turned out, very dapper, always looks the part. But I don't know why the first thing that I always notice is that his suit jackets never seem to fit him. I'm going, why is the suit jacket so small?
I think that's the way it is now.
Is that cool?
Men seem to all wear suits that are several sizes too small. I don't know why, but it seems to be the thing.
And I find that quite distracting because I'm just like, I wish you had a suit that... Anyway, but we'd learned nothing new, no. I mean, Paddy Kilty is lovely, but Shane said...
Did I hear rumour of a book deal?
Not a book deal so much, but he has a few offers on the table that he's considering. And again, that was something, tell us more. And the only thing we learned was he's been asked to write a book. Well, of course you've been asked to write a book. And he thinks that might be a nice little thing to do. Mm. He also mentioned that he's been approached to speak at one or two things in Europe, I think. And he thought he might give that a bit of a shot as well and see how it goes. But he's really waiting to see how the local elections pan out for Fine Gael in his constituency to see if he will be needed. Before he decides definitely to hang up the old political hat. Yeah. So we didn't really learn a whole lot, no, unfortunately.
To other stuff then, within the Independent, there's a very interesting survey about the deposit return scheme, where they look at what people's attitude are and they say, do you think it is working well? 82% of people saying, no. That's hardly a resounding success.
No, as I was saying to Shane earlier, I live in a house with a man who is he doesn't just recycle, he's a mad recycler. You know the way some people don't really bother too much with the recycling? He over recycles. Like, he recycles stuff that I don't think you can recycle. We have rows about this regularly. He's also somebody who insists on taking the labels off tins before we put them into the recycling because he thinks that's helping. But he loves this scheme and he is a bit of an expert. So we now have a system at home where every bottle tin has to be examined for the logo on it, you know, and he goes around the house, go, did you look at that? Has it got the logo on it? Did you look at that? Has it got? And then it has to go into a separate thing. And he goes across to the machine that's local to us, which is in Dunn Stores in Cornwall Court, and it seems to be always working. And he comes home delighted with himself with €4 of a voucher off our shopping in Dunn's.
He is part of the 83% of people apparently who went and found at least one machine was working when they attempted. This though, Shane, according to the story, is not good enough because you need to get north of 90 something for people to rely on it as a system.
Yeah, 95% I think it is. And in measures like this previously, like the plastic bag tax, it happened overnight and there was no choice. And if you were annoyed, you know, you brought your canvas bag, and if you weren't, you paid your money and that was it. And like, behaviour change initiatives like this really need to be kind of frictionless and easy and rewarding. So at least your husband is getting rewarded
his
behaviour will change.
If they want a poster out fella for it, he's the guy, definitely.
Yeah. I have to say, my favourite thing about this whole scheme was the waste company that had to send a letter to its staff to say, stop parking the trucks up and emptying the bottles into the machines. Because they were claiming, I thought it was genius. Oh. And its end result is just as good. Yeah. And the lads get a couple of quid out of it. But apparently there's a load of those unintended consequences. A text saying, deposit return scheme. Supermarket manager told me that the amount of crap being dumped into the machine is incredible. Bottles being slit, waste packed in, and then the bottle. So says this text, and it says it's one of the reasons that the machines are being found to not work a lot. If you have a view, 53106 at a cost of 30 cent or 087 1400 106. That was Barbara Scully and Shane Dempsey. Barbara, broadcaster and writer. Shane, ACEI Secretary General.
The Anton Savage Show
with Kiri's.ie on News Talk.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.